For the last month, Mecklenburg County's health department has used a model from the University of Pennsylvania to predict there will be an exponential increase in new COVID-19 cases that will overwhelm the county's hospitals. But one of the creators of the model says the county should have stopped using it weeks ago. He says it's only for the early stages of an outbreak. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
In the last month, Mecklenburg County has predicted at least three times there'll be a dramatic outbreak of COVID that will leave hospitals without enough beds and ventilators. Here's Health Director Gibby Harris on April 8th.
Even with the current stay-at-home order and levels of social distancing, we will start to see our healthcare systems becoming overwhelmed in early to mid-May. Those are the projections at this point in time.
Harris said the county's projections came from a model created by experts.
There have been lots of questions about our models, how we're doing that, what numbers we're using. There are a couple of points that I want to make. We have built the modeling that we're using in this community based on methods that were developed by a team of researchers at the University of Pennsylvania.
But one of those researchers at the University of Pennsylvania says that Mecklenburg should no longer be using its model, known as CHIME. Michael Drew Gallus, chief data scientist at Penn Medicine, says the model should only be used at the start of an epidemic, not when a region has entered into what he calls a plateau of cases.
And so we just made a simple decision to say we're going to fit on the front side of the curve. We're going to assume that people are using this as they're ramping up into the epidemic and towards the peak. So just by definition of how we developed that, it's never going to fit you on the other side of that curve.
CHIME comes with a notice on its website. The model is, quote, limited to short-term forecasting. It is only applicable during the period prior to a region's peak infections, and it accounts only for a single significant social distancing policy. Mecklenburg Deputy Health Director Raynard Washington says it's still okay to use the CHIME model. He says he interprets the CHIME definition of peak infection as, quote, usually corresponding to the point where more people have been infected than are susceptible. But Drew Gallus says that's not right. He says the notice was posted to warn hospitals and health departments from using the model on, quote, the backside of the curve.
And so that's the reason for that notice is to say, look, it's not appropriate to use past peak because the model's never going to fit past peak.
Mecklenburg's COVID cases have been level for roughly a month. Some weeks they're up slightly, some weeks they're down. As the county has reached that leveling, it's continued to use CHIME. After projecting a peak in May, the county later ran the model to show a peak in June, with hospitals again being overwhelmed. Last week, the county ran a new CHIME projection that shows a later peak in July, with hospitals again not having enough capacity. Because CHIME is designed to simulate the start of an outbreak, it projects an exponential rise in infections each time it's used. Washington, the deputy health director, adds that the CHIME projections are more of a worst-case scenario of what could happen if restrictions are lifted. The county, however, has said the projections are based on social distancing continuing. There were 58 Mecklenburg COVID patients hospitalized last week, down from a high of 111 in early April. The most recent Mecklenburg CHIME model shows there'll be more than 1,500 COVID patients in county hospitals by mid-July. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.